Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Sunday, Parshas Tazria Mitzora, is Lamed in Maseches Erevin, the 248th daf in Shas. We pick up five lines from the bottom on Chavtes Amud Beis. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Our daf is going to continue discussing the foods for the Eruv Chatzeros. First, what we're going to discuss is the shiur of a condiment for Eruv Chatzeros. We know everything is acceptable for at least Shitufei Mavos, aside from water and salt. The question now is, if it's a condiment and not the ochel itself, what is the shiur? The Gemara then will get into subjective issues of shiurim, like, for example, Og Melech HaBashem. Does his shiur change? Particularly, the Gemara will get involved with a difficult concept in Tumah V'Tahara, which Be'ezer Hashem will pull through. And the Gemara will discuss nedarim and food, and if a person makes a neder from fruit food, whether it works for Erevin. The Gemara then will discuss a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether a nazir can use wine for an Erev. Our Mishnah had taken sides on that issue. The Gemara then will mention a fascinating shita of Beis Shammai, who holds that just putting a little bit of food for Eruv Tchumen is not enough. That if you want to change your Tchum, you got to move all of your possessions over there. Then the Gemara will discuss the shita of Sumchus, and this will round out our daf, that the halacha is, that according to Sumchus, that one cannot make an Erev if you're a Yisrael from Truma. Let's pick up with Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, six lines from the bottom of Chavtes Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Koshu Lifton, Kedei Lechol Bo. Anything that comes Lilafes as hapas, as a condiment, but not as the primary food, it's the amount that normally comes along with the primary food. So let's say it's coleslaw. So the amount of coleslaw, not for a coleslaw meal, people generally don't eat a coleslaw meal, but the amount of coleslaw that comes along with a general meal, kedei lechabal, kol she'ena lifton, if it's not something that generally doesn't come as a condiment, but is actually eaten as the mainstay of the meal, kedei lechal imenu, the amount that one would use for two seudos. We already learned that the erev has to be the amount of two seudos, so two seudos of that amount. The Gemara says, basar chai, what if he puts down raw meat? Now, generally, people don't eat raw meat. Kedei, the amount, lechol imenu basar tzli. The amount that one, of raw meat that one needs to make two meals worth of roasted meat. Rabba omer kedei lechol bo. Rabba says that we look at the meat as a condiment that generally doesn't go alone. It comes with bread. In those days, it seemed to be common that it would be eaten with bread. And therefore, we measure the amount of bread normally eaten with meat. Rav Yosef Amar Kedei Lechol Imenu, Rav Yosef says we look at it as a main dish, and therefore it's the amount of meat that's eaten as a main dish. Amar Rav Yosef Mina Minala, how do I know that's considered a main dish? Tahani Parsoi, there are these Persians, Achli Taviki Belo Nama, they eat pieces of meat without bread. Ask the Gemara, is that a good raya? Amar Abaye, Uparsoi, Havi Ruba Dalma, are the Persians the majority of the world? If anything, that will be a question. Because at the end of the day, it's only the Persians that eat it this way. It's not the main dish. Vatnan. And we see this in a brisa. Some changed it to Tanya as opposed to Tanan, the big discussion. Either way, whether it's a Mishnah or a brisa, we learned that a minority population doesn't change the halacha for the majority population. Big day aniyim la aniyim. When it comes to contracting tumah, there are two sizes of significance for tumah. If we're talking about a poor person who even a small patch of cloth is significant, so then in such a case, tumah for him is 3 by 3 etzpos. For a rich person, he doesn't hold on to 3 by 3 finger breaths, he only holds on to 3 by 3 tfachim. So big day aniyim la aniyim will contract tuma, big day ashirim la ashirim. Avo big day ashirim la aniyim lo. But you don't need 3 tfachim for aniyim, but rather 3 finger breaths to contract tuma. What do we see, explains Rashi on the second line. Even though it's considered a main dish for Persians, for most people it's not. So how is it the Rav Yosef said that you calculate the shear of Erev for meat in terms of a main dish, even though everyone except for Persians does not eat it as a main dish. If you're going to say that, no, each position is a stringent position. In other words, for Erev, it's a chumra that we take the Persians because then you need a greater shear for Erev. For Tumah, once it's possible for some population, in other words, once it's three finger breadths, then it's already Tumah for poor people. Vatanya, but didn't we learn Reb Shimon Elazar, Mer Ma'arvin, L'chayil U'lezakin K'day, Mizono, the Erev that you make for a sick person and for an elderly person is the amount that they normally eat. Ula ra'avasan besuda beinis shel kol adam. And when it comes to a hungry person, it's a su'uda beinis. In other words, we don't go lechumra. We say that for a hungry person, what is the shear? An average person su'uda. We don't look for the largest su'uda, we say a su'uda beinis. So we see that we're not machmir when it comes to Erev in deciding the shear. And we see we go l'kula, concludes the Gemara kasha. That's a good kasha. Now before we deal with that kasha, the Gemara goes and asks a stira of Shimon Elazar. To understand this stira of Shimon Elazar, we need to be introduced with some basic halachos that emerge from Hilchas Tumas Oil. The Gemara's question is going to be, whether Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that you look at an average person in assessing a halachic problem. The place that the Gemara is going to go is Hilchas Tumas Olam. The Torah Kedosha says, Adam ki yomus ba'oel, that if you have someone that dies in a house or a building, so then the entire building and the objects inside of it become tameh. What about the areas that are on the outside of the door? Best way to describe it would be the threshold, the outer part of the threshold. So here it depends on the rule of Sof Tuma Lotzes. Rashi later on, Samaches Amid Aleph, tells us that this is a halacha l'moshe misinai that says that if there is a path that the dead person is generally taken out, in other words, there's one particular doorway that a dead body would be taken out, so then the food or items in that doorway also become tameh. And that Pesach becomes a chelek of that mace. In Olos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if the house has many openings, so then in such a case, since we don't know, as three doorways, we don't know how the mace is going to go out, so then all three doorways become tameh. However, that only is if the area is 4x4 tfachim. If that area is not 4x4 tfachim, it would be not normal to carry a mace out through such an area. And therefore, on those openings, we don't say sof tuma lotzeis. That's the introduction. Let's jump into the Gemara. Ask Gemara, Umiyah, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Hachi, Rabbi Elazar said that you look at the average person for the halachos of sof tuma lotzeis. Rabbi Shimon Elazar does not follow the average person. Vatayim Shimon Elazar Omer, Og Belech HaBoshon, Pischo kimilu'a. If you have a case of Og Melech HaBoshan, who dies inside a building, then if we're deciding whether all of the psachim are tameh, because we say sof tuma lotzeis all of them, or do we say that the mace will only go through one of those doors, that depends on if there is a door that's large enough for Og Melech HaBoshan. If there's a door that's large enough for Og Melech HaBoshan's body to pass through, then all the other windows are tahar, the area of the windows. However, if there isn't, so then in such a case, all of the areas become tameh. Now, asks the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that you follow the average man. Why do Reb Shimon ben Elazar say that you look in this case in regards to whether there's a size of Og Melech HaBoshan? We should just look if there is an average size, and then say self tuvma lotzeis of that door and none of the other doors. Why does he say all the doors are going to be tameh if none of them are the size to take out Og Melech HaBoshan? Answers Abayev. Abayev hasam hechali avid. What are you going to do over there? Hadume nahadme vinafke. You're going to cut apart Og Melech HaBoshan's body. The reality is that Og Melech HaBoshan could only get out one particular way. Therefore, the halacha of Erev is going to be different than the halacha of Tumah when it comes to Og Melech HaBoshan. When it comes to Erev, so then in such a case, we'll say that you follow the average person, because an average person can't eat it. Over here, bottom line is, Og Melech HaBoshan's body is inside, and, K'mo Shomrim Be'avrit, Ein ma lasot. The only thing is to take out the body. And therefore, the halacha is going to follow the practical reality of Og Melech HaBashan. Period. Ibaylu, pligi Rabbanan l'adu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar olo. Do the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar when it comes to a mace in the house that you follow his size, or do you look at the average person? Tashma dam rabba barachanam rabbi yochanan Og Melech HaBashan pischa ba'arbo'o. We learned that the Pesach is for Tfachim. What does it seem? It seems like that they do not go l'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar because they leave for a Pesach of four tvachim, not the actual size. Says the Gemara, it's not full right. Hasam the ikah psachim ketanim tuva v'ikachad ave arba devada ki kamei ruach bahu kamei ruach. It's true that Og Melech HaBashan can't get through even a size of four, but at the end of the day, if it's by far the largest opening, then if they're going to make a larger opening, they're going to go through that one. So even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would agree that all the other openings are not tummy. Because if there's one larger one, then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would agree this is the one that they're going to open up, because you're going to have to open up less on this one, and the rest of the entrances and openings are going to be tahar. In regards to the previous discussion, the bottom of Amud Beis, you could use raw meat for an eruv. Amar of Simi Barchia, ma'arvin bebeitzim chayus. You could use raw eggs for a eruv. Akam Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Sinai. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said in the name of Sinai, who's Rav Yosef, as we learned about in the end of Maseches Brachas. Amar Shtayim, he said the two eggs are going to be acceptable. We go on to the next topic that our Mishnah had brought up in the beginning of Perek B'chol Ma'arvin, all the way back as we turn our pages back to Chavav on the Beis. Our Mishnah had said, Hanoder min Hamazon, four lines from the bottom, Mutter. Chavav makes a neder that he's not going to derive benefit from food. We're going to be as precise as possible. What that means is, as the Gemara goes on, he's allowed to use of water and salt because they are not considered Mazon. Analyzes the Gemara. Melech ha'mayim hu d'ikri mazon. Hakol mili ikri mazon. What does it seem from our Mishnah? That the only things that are not considered mazon, that the halacha doesn't give it the quality of one that satiates, is water and salt. Lema David tiyufta de Rav Shmuel. This is a fascinating shita. De Rav Shmuel d'arim tarvayu eim avarchim bar min mizonos ela al-chameshas min in bilvad. We've had this in the Daf Yomi. In Brachos Lamed Zayin, the Shita Rav Shmuel that we don't follow says that the only time you make a Bar Min Amazonos is on the five grains. Now we know that that's not true because the five grains do not include rice and millet. And ultimately we make a Mazonos, as the Gemara there develops on Lamed Zayin and Brachos, on them as well. So what do we see? The Gemara says that we rejected Rav Shmuel because we see all foods are considered Mazon, not only the five meaning. As says the Gemara, V'lava svinu chada zimna. Already asked on them from other brisos, see that sugya over there. Lema David yuftayu naimim b'ha. But the Gemara says, you're right. But let us say that from our Mishnah is also Akasha as well. In a moment, we're going to see Rav Huna's Teretz. Tosis asks a very sharp question, Dibar Amaschel Lema David yufta, that at the end of the day, even though we reject Rav and Shmuel and say that we make a bracha mizonos on oriz v'dochen, at the end of the day, we don't make a bracha of mizonos on chicken, yet our Mishnah considers chicken zan. So then we're making a shahakal, even according to those who disagree with Rav and Shmuel, on things that our Mishnah calls zan. So why is it only akasha on Rav and Shmuel? It's a question, according to everyone, that our Mishnah seems to be, according to our Gemara, calling all foods a mizonos. Take a look at Tosos for his sharp answer. Back to our Gemara. Our Gemara had asked, the Rav and Shmuel say that you consider only the five grains of mizonos. Amar Rav Huna, ba'omer kol hazon alai, Mayim umelech hud lo zayni, hakol mini zayni. Our Mishnah is talking about all things that would be included if a person says, kol hazon alai, anything that sustains, I am making asur on myself. That doesn't necessarily talk about what is the definition of mazon. And there, Rav and Shmuel say the definition of mazon versus zan is specifically the five minim. Here's the Gemara, hakol mini zayni, do all things we consider they sustain. When I used to go after Rabbi Yochanan to eat the peros of Ginusar, which is an area near the Kinneret in the Chelek of Naphtali that has very, very, very sweet fruits. We used to bring Rabbi Yochanan a lot of these peros to Ginusar, Kavinam Beimea, when we had 100 Talmidim. Then each one of them used to take 10. L'kol chavichad. Each one would take 10. Kevin Be'asar, where there were only 10 Talmidim, we would take 100. Meya, the Chol Meya, Minayu. And all 100 of them, they were so large, they would not fit. Loi, Maxical Tzana, Be'as Tosa Savoi. A basket that normally held 3 sum would not have enough to enough room to carry it. Vav ochalu lekulon, and Rabbi Yochanan would eat all them. Vamer svuasa de lo timely ziyune. I still am not filled. He would say that Beres Kenosar do not fill him up. Ema mizona. So we have to say that what Rabbi Yochanan meant is he didn't have the feeling of being satiated by mazon of the 5 grains. Period. What we've learned from our Gemara up until now is the 5 grains according to Rav and Shmuel are considered mazon. Everything else is considered zan. Now the Gemara begins to get involved with the status of these foods, if those foods are usher to you, in the halachos of Shvua and Nedarim. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Now, in order to understand Shvua and Nedarim, let's just give a basic introduction as well. Shvua is when an individual says that it is usher for him. In other words, Reuven says of himself, that's usher for him to eat. And a neder is when an individual says that the food is aser tim. So let's take a look. Shvua shelo ochel kikar zu. If a person makes a shvua that he's not going to eat this loaf of bread, ma'arvin la ba, then in such a case it could be used for an eruv. However, kikar zo alai, if he says that this loaf is aser onto him, e ma'arvin la ba, then in such a case he can't use it for an eruv. Rashi explains that the reason why it's going to be asur is because when he says not going to eat, then he's prohibiting only eating. For Erev, maybe he would still be allowing. And as long as someone else could eat, that will be acceptable. However, if he says kikar zu alai, it might indicate, and this is the position of Rav Huna, that he's prohibiting all hanos from this food. Meisive, the Gemara has a strong question on this position that says that you can't, according to Rav Huna Marav, make an Erev on a kikar that you had asered a lie. Meisive hanodim in a kikar marvin loba. My lav, da'amer a lie. Aren't we talking about a case, if we're talking about neder, that he said that this is asur a lie? As gemar loy da'amer zu. No, it's not as bad. He said kikar zu. Rashi says it's even a shvua then. Shvua shalo ochal kikar zu. Hachanam misavra diktani seifa. The seifa of that price that goes on to say, after it says, Hanodim and hakikar ma'arvin lo ba, ema saibiz man shama shvua shalo atamena. When do we say it's good when he makes a shvua? Aval omar a lie. What could we deduce? But if he said a lie, hachanami de lo ma'arvin lo ba, that the whole point of the seifa is to tell you, it's only because he said shvua shalo atamena. However, he says it's asur alai, then he means all types of hanop, period. The next part of the Brisa goes on and says that if the fellow says kikor zu hegdish, he can't use it for an eruv, because he can't make an eruv with hegdeshos. Now, if there are even cases of chulin where you can't make an Erev with it, then the Brisa should have added, Liflag v'lisna b'didam, ma'medvar mum damer zu, aval omar lai e ma'arvin lo ba. The mashmos, when you say that by Hegdish you can't, is that by all cases of Chulin, you can use it for an Erev. But according to Rav Huna Merav, we learned that you can't if you say kikar zu a lai. Amalekha Rav Huna, elamai kol hecha da omar lai ma'arvin, that all the Reisha was saying is if he said a lai, you'd be able to be ma'arv. But zu would be usur. Asks the Gemara, if that's so, kasha reisha. But what about the reisha that said that shvua shalo atamena is going to be good, which is mashma, but lo alai, we deduced before would be Osir. So now we have a Stira. On the one hand, according to Rav Huna, we want to read that he's saying that a lie is going to be acceptable. On the other hand, the part of Shua Shelo Atemenu is Mashma, that a lie would also not be acceptable. So that forces us to change the entire Braisa. Chisur Mechzer of Achiktani. Hanoder min Hakikar Ma'arvin lo ba. That Israel makes a neder from a kikar, so then you're allowed to use it. Vafilu amar lie. And even if he says a lie, why? Nasikao meshua shlo atamena. But end of the day, it's as if he made a shua shlo atamena, and he didn't aser the entire hana of the object onto it. Period. But says the Gemara, Mikol Mokum Kasha L'Ravuna. So the Braisa you straighten out once you have Nasa Koimer. But at the end of the day, it contradicts the teaching of Rav Huna, because Rav Huna had told us a lie is going to be a problem. Answers the Gemara, Huda Amar Karabi Eliezer. Rav Huna is following Shita Rabbi Lezer. Sign Rabbi Lezer Amar Shavuah Shalo Ochal Kikar Zu Ma'arvin Lo Ba. Kikar Zu Alai Ein Ma'arvin Lo Ba. Rabbi Eliezer makes the exact distinction of Rav Huna, even though there's a Braisa that we just learned that contradicted it. And that is that Rabbi Eliezer says a lie is asserming all types of hana, and it can't be used for an eruv. Continues the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Miyam Rabbi Eliezer, Hachid Rabbi Eliezer teach such a thing. Vatayin din winner b'ayis that klal. Adam oyser atzmoi b'oichel ma'arvin lo bo. Gemara asks, though there seems to be a contradiction in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Umiyam Rabbi Eliezer, Hachid Vatayin, didn't we learn in the b'ayisa that Rabbi Eliezer even allows for a lie to be used for an eruv? Vatayin zek klal adam oyser atzmoi b'oichel ma'arvin lo bo. A person prohibits food onto himself, he could still use it for an Erev. Ochel haneser lo le'adam. But if the food is prohibited to the person, in other words, the lashon of a lie, ein ma'arvin lo ba. But Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can. Rabbi Eliezer omer, kikar zu a lie ma'arvin lo ba. That even if you say a lie, even if the food becomes asertim, which is mashma, all different types of hana, one would have thought, as the Tanakhama seems to present, nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's acceptable. That seems to be consistent with the approach of the Braisa, but not the approach that we had stated as Rabbi Eliezer. The one case that Rabbi Eliezer over here seems to say would be problematic is Kikor Zu Hegdish Eima Arvin Lo Ba. Lefish Eima Arvin Lo Behegdeshus. That's another halacha that you can't make an Erev with Hegdish because it's prohibited to get personal hana'ah. Bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer originally, we said, was of the opinion that a lie is going to be a problem, yet in a second brisa seems to say it's not a problem. Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoiva Libida Rabbi Eliezer. There are two opinions within Rabbi Eliezer, whether you can or you can't. Rav Huna, which we start with, which was our subject right before the wide line, says that a lie is problematic, and that was one of the opinions of one Tana, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara continues 3 lines from the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, continuing analyzing our mission. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin, that a nazir is allowed to use wine to make an eruv. Why? Presumably because even though the nazir can't drink it, he could give it to others that can. Masnizim loke b'shamay. Our mission is not considered with b'shamay. Analyzes the Gemara. Deciding as we have a brisa b'shamay amrim ein ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. B'shamay holds you can't use it for an Erev, if you are a Nazir, you can't use wine. For the Yisrael b'truma, similarly, our Mishnah had said that Yisrael is allowed to designate Truma for an Erev because he could have a Kohen that's a guest, etc., partake in it. Beishamay says he can't use it, the Balabayis, if he's a Yisrael, therefore he can't make an Erev with it. Beisilol omrim arvin lo Nazir b'yayin with Yisrael b'truma. Beis Hillel is consistent with our mission, who says that is acceptable. Amru lahen Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel asks Beis Shammai, Iyat emodim, would you not agree with me, Shema Arvin le Gadol biyom HaKippurim, that the halacha is that even a Gadol can make an Eruv for Yom Kippur. If he wants to make Eruv HaChatzeros to be able to be Tautel, he could designate an Eruv. Wait a second, how could you ever carry in a building analyzes Beis Hillel by making an Erev for yourself on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa, just like a nazir as a mitzvah d'oraisa can't partake. The answer is that he could give it to a katan. So too here, a nazir could give it to someone who's not nazir. Yisrael could give it to a kohen when it comes to truma. Amar lehen avol. All Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel was avol. Now here, avol means, as Rashi says, emes, you're right. That's true. Amr lehen, so they say, Keshem Shemarvin Lagodal Biyom Kippurim, Kach Marvin Lenazar Biyain, Ulisrael Betruma. So they say it's a Davar Pasha, therefore the two go together. If you, a Gadol could do it because they're able to give it to a Katan, so too, a Nazar can because he can give it to another Yisrael. And a Yisrael can because he could give with Truma because he give it to a Kohen. Ubei Shammai says the Gemara, Ubei Shammai had a retort. Hasam Ika Su'uda Ru'im Ibad Yom. When it comes to the Yom HaKippurim, there is the Su'uda HaMafsekes. And since before Yom Tov, he might want to, before Yom Kippur, when he's in the Su'uda HaMafsekes, he might want to avail himself of the Erev, it's still considered Shayach to him, even though on Yom Kippur itself, it's not going to be. HaChaleka Su'uda Ru'im Ibad Yom. However, over here, there is no Su'uda that is relevant to the Yisrael with the Truma, or the Nazir with the Yayin, and therefore the Erev is not going to work. There is a basic question, Pshat in this Gemara, at the end of the day, the Su'uda HaMafsekes could only be eaten up until Shkia, even if we're going to forget about Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, which some ask from that too, but the Rishonim are bothered even with a more basic question, and the Erev is beginning on Yom Kippur, so who cares about the Su'uda Ruyim Abod Yom? Why is that going to make a difference? Most Rishonim, Rajba, Ritva, Toz Rabbeinu Peretz, are quoted as answering that it might be dependent on an important Gemara we're going to have in Lamed Vav and Aleph. When does an Erev take effect? Does it take effect at the end of Friday or the beginning of Shabbos? If we say it takes effect at the end of Friday, so then that's the time of Su'uda HaMafsekes, when it's Erev Yom HaKippurim. If you say it takes place on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, then the question is going to be a good question. Maybe Beis Shammai is going, according to the Man Domer that says that's being done, that the Erev takes effect even on Friday, takes effect with Sof Erev Shabbos. In this case, Sof Erev Yom HaKippurim. At the end of the day, both the Me'iri and the Chazon Ish don't like this pshat very much, because then we're being told of that shaila of the Gemara, of whether Erev takes place at the end of the day or on Shabbos itself, in a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that will obviously get us into many problems. You don't want to be a Shamuti, you don't want to be following the Shita of Beis Shammai. This leads the Me'iri to make a lamdasha distinction and to differentiate between whether the object is inherently usher, like truma, which is inherently usher to Yisrael, or wine, which is inherently usher to a nazir, versus something that is usher bizman. It's only usher for a period of time. A distinction between whether it's an ifser cheftza or the yom is garn. This is a collector's item because it's well known that these type of terminology were not the terminology that the Chazon Ish often used, but the Chazon Ish echoes this opinion of the Me'iri, and his words are, the Beis Shammai chilku bein ochel ha-ro'ui el yoma kegarim ubein iser cheftza. Back into our Gemara, the Chazon Ish is in Simen Pei. Gemara continues 7 lines from the top, kiman delochet kechananya. This understanding of our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai would utilize an Erev, except it has to be an Erev that's a truma or of nazir, Chanani goes a step further within the Shita of Shammai. He passes almost all Erevin. This Anya we learned in the Brisa. Chanani Omer, kol atzman shel Beis Shammai lo yimodim be'eruv. Beis Shammai would always reject the concept of almost all Erevin, particularly when it came to Erev Tchumen. Ad sheyotzi mitasa v'klok ha'tashmishav l'sham. He's got to move all of his belongings there. It's not enough to put out to 2 meals worth. Now, our Mishnah, especially Rashi, emphasizes it right off the bat in Bechol Ma'arvin, in the beginning of Chavav HaMembeis, that our Mishnah was talking about Tchumen as well. The only problem that Shammai had was that the food needs to be kosher for you. In other words, it can't be Truma if you're a Yisrael. But otherwise, Shammai seems to be fine with using 2 meals as a Erev Tchumen. Yet, we see that Chananya holds not this way. Chananya hold that Beis Shammai says you've got to move all of your belongings. What's the logic behind it? For a person to really replace his dwelling, it's not just enough to put 2 meals. He's got to move his entire dwelling there. Along these lines, Keman Ha, the Gemara had once asked, who does the Brisa follow? Deciding, we learned in the Brisa, Erev Bishchorim, if a person made an Erev when he was wearing black clothing. In other words, there are 2 ways a person could be Kona Shvisa. Either you could go Erev Shabbos to that area and sit there when Shabbos starts, or you could put down 2 meals over there that are sitting there when Shabbos began. What if you did the first? You went and you were you went to that place bishkarim lo yatzah bilavonim. Then you can't go back to that place wearing white clothing. Bilavonim lo yatzah bishkarim. Kimanu Ravius Nachmaritzah Chananya Hivalibadesh de Beis Shammai. It follows the opinion of Beis Shammai that what your kona shvisa there is only what you were wearing beforehand. Asks the Gemara, well, maybe even worse. Ulechanyanya bishkarim hu delo yatzah bilavonim yatzah. You could go back with the white if you were wearing white by the night of Shabbos, by sundown. Ha'amar, but didn't Beis Shammai say it's not enough to be back with the same clothes? Achi yotzei mitasav kli tashmisha v'sham, you got to move all your furniture. Hachi kamar, no, this is what it meant to say. Ira bilvonim v'hutzrech l'shchorim. If he did the Erev with white clothing, and he normally uses black clothing, he has his white bekish for Friday night, but on Shabbos he wouldn't be caught dead going out with that. He would wear his black bekish. So afdil vanim lo yatzah. Then he stuck all the way around because he wasn't kona shvisa out there. Kemat amar Nachman bar Yitzchak Chananya hi valiba de Beis Shammai. That follows the opinion of Chananya, who's following Beis Shammai. Period. We learned in our Mishnah that there was someone who disagreed with a Yisrael using truma for an Erev. Sumcha samar b'chulin. Sumcha says Yisrael calling Yisrael. If he can't eat the truma, it can't be used as an Erev. Analyzes the Gemara, but he only disagreed when it came to truma. What about Nazir b'yayin? Vil Nazir b'yayin lo pligi. My time. What's the reason he doesn't disagree? Efshar de mishal anazirusei. Because at the end of the day, he could go and ask a sheela. He can ask a question. What does that mean? That he could go to a Chacham Rashi explains and say, it wasn't a valid neder. And then he'll be able to drink wine. Therefore, sumchis is only machmer when it comes to truma. Says the Gemara, yachid truma nami afshir de mishal avei. Also go to the Rav and say, I didn't realize that this was the implication of making a truma. And the Rav could say, you didn't realize that? It goes back, it's no longer truma. Ask the Gemara, what's it going to help? If it goes back, imishola hadr litivla, goes back to tevel. Suggesting Gemara, v'livsha Allah b'makom acher. That's not a problem. He'll be mafrish. He'll say he's making truma, not in the fruits in his house, but the fruits that are in his silo. Says the Gemara, that's not ideal. Lo nechshedu chaverim litram shalom min hamukuf. This is a Mishnah in the second parak of Chala, as well as in Hilchos Truma. And that is, she quotes it from the Gemara in Chulin on Memvav and Beis, and that is that when you're mafrish truma and Chala, you're supposed to take min hamukuf. It's all supposed to be next to each other. So therefore, he's not going to be able to be mafrish again. So you're stuck, the Gemara is explaining. That is, that if you're going to be shoel on the truma, it's different than being shoel, the nazir, and the yayin. There's no negative implication for a nazir, except if he still wants to be a nazir. But if he no longer is interested in being a nazir, questioning his nazirus will not have a problem, and then the wine could be mutter. So sumkas will hold that when it comes to a nazir, since he could always question it without a negative implication, so then in such a case, then a nazir could use wine. In contrast to truma, the truma is not shayach to Yisrael. What are you going to say that he's going to question it? But then it's not going to work for him because then it's going to come to tevel. He's still not going to be able to partake of it. What's the Rav going to say? The Rav is going to say, fine, it's not truma. So what is it now? It's now tevel. And for your suggestion that he'll be mafresh, he'll say, no, I don't want this to be truma. I misunderstood. The Rav says now tevel. And he says, I'm going to now be able to eat it because I'm taking off truma in my silo. That you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to be torn min hamukuf. Asks the Gemara, but let him take off truma right now. V'lifro shalom mineu bei, let him take off truma right now. Delespa shiura, says the Gemara, we're talking about a case where it didn't have enough of a shear to take off both truma and two seudos. Umay paska, says the Gemara, what? Our mission is only talking about this particular case? And that's why sumchus agrees when it comes to truma, but disagrees when it comes to nazir. Ella rather says Gemara must be a different pshat. Sumcha savor like rabbanon. Sumcha holds like rabbanon. Amar kol davar shum mishum shvus gazru alav bein hashmashos. There is an iser mid rabbanon because it's dome to maka bepatish to take off truma because it looks like you're making the food edible during bein hashmashos. If you're going to do that, you're going to be violating a din de rabbanon. Hence, you're going to be stuck with she'ela on truma. You can't do she'ela on truma because you were The furthest part you'll get is you'll be turning it back into Tevel. In contrast to a Nazir, he'll be able to do She'ela. K'man Ozla, we're going to show something else that follows Sumchus that we had asked, that there was an interesting Mishnah in Kalim that was hard to pin down who was the Tanaitic source of. This now we learn the Braisi, Yeshamru HaKol Lifi Mashuhu, Adam. That the Shiur is dependent on the person. What is that? The Mishnah in Kalim goes on and explains what instances we're talking about. Malokumtso mincha, the requirement of taking out a kmitza that we have in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, what the size of kmitza is depends on the size of the person. Umalochafnav, as well as a fistful of ketores, vashosa malolokmo biyom hakipurim, and the mount of a cheekful on Yom HaKippurim to be part of the Isur. We say a cheekful is of drinking is going to be Asur Yom Kippur. Ubimazon shtei seudos le'eruv, and food of two seudos for Erev. Keman or b'zer sumchasi, to amar mai dechazilei ba'inon. You need what is apropos to that particular person. There isn't a general shear. It's a shear that fluctuates depending on the person. Lema pligad Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This seems to disagree with Shimon ben Elazar. The same Shimon ben Elazar Omer Ma'arvin lechola ulazaken kidei mizono ularavason besuda beinashel kol adam. That when it comes to lechola and zaken, we adjust based on what his normal eating patterns are. And for someone who's hungry, we don't adjust to this personal cholor, this personal zaken, or this particular individual. Rather, we say su'uda beinus. Let me just clarify again. When it comes to a chole zaken, then we adjust to that person's reality. When it comes to a hungry person, then we follow su'uda beinus shel kol b'nei adam. So what do we see? We see that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that in general, there is an average shiur. In contrast to Sumchus, told us that there is no average shiur. Not only for Yom HaKippurim, also for Erev as well. Answers the Gemara, Tirguma will explain that our Mishnah is talking about Achola v'Zaken. Was talking about specifically Achola and a Zaken, which even Rav Shimon ben Elazar says we adjust to his status. Avo Ravton, Batal Daito Etzel Kol Adam. But when it comes to Stam, a hungry person, there we measure him like an Adam Beinoni. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Pshat in the Daf Yomi on Daf Lamed, and Be'ezer Hashem, we now go to the Halacha section.